with this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, April 11th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. The Kingsley Pearson Community School District held their monthly school board meeting on Monday, and the board planned to discuss and vote on the future of their sports sharing agreement with the River Valley School District that was agreed to in their October meeting. That agreement had come under fire in the last couple of months for a number of reasons. Taylor Duskett, Kingsley Pearson's head baseball coach and a parent of an athlete in the school district, says one of the reasons was the classification bump that it forced. With River Valley's enrollment added to Kingsley Pearson's, the school's shared programs became Class 2A teams. Duskett says it was evident, especially in tournament time, that the Panthers were not able to hang with true 2A schools.
You know, I think it was really evident when we competed in basketball at the 2A level, both on the boys' side and the girls' side. You could blatantly see that we can't compete with, you know, a true 2A school like Central Line and some of the bigger schools. And I think that's just not fair for our kids here that are participating and our student athletes.
The second reason for the frustration was due to the timing of the agreement. In football, the school board made their decision in February with at least 5 months of advance notice ahead of the first practices. The revised agreement involving basketball and every other sport happened in October. That gave the basketball teams less than a month before practices to acclimate to new teammates and a new team identity. Duskett says a decision like this needed a bit more planning and community input before being implemented.
The way it happened so abruptly, 2 weeks before the basketball season began, I just felt like you don't drop it on a school and student athletes that fast. It's something a little bit bigger than that.
This frustration prompted Duskett to gauge community opinion on social media, and he found others were in the same boat with the decision that there would be some momentum to bring it to the school board for reconsideration.
There was a lot of momentum behind it. You know, it just kind of, I guess, took one thing to get her started, and it snowballed. And, you know, the community sport's been huge ever since then. And I know a lot of people have spoken to board members and administrations regarding their thoughts. So, you know, as you can see tonight, the result we got was, you know, what the community was behind. So I think they did the right thing.
The Kingsley Pearson School Board held a public forum during their March meeting that heavily focused on the agreement, with 9 people speaking directly to the board about the issue. The board voted to table any decision on the agreement to April's meeting on Monday, and after another month of listening to constituents, the board voted to end the agreement in all sports except for football due to the 2-year scheduling requirements from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. The board received 4 yes votes and 1 abstaining vote from Pearson representative Philip Erbold. Duskett says he was grateful that the board responded to the community input and voted with the will of their constituents.
As far as the communication, you know, since that initial kind of outcry, it's been great communication. The board members have opened their emails and phones and text messages and everything else to myself and a lot of the community members. So they've been great to work with and speak with and listen to our opinions and some of the things we wanted to say. And I think they took it all in and evaluated it and made their decision tonight.
Now, this agreement will not take effect immediately, obviously. Any schools and any teams that are still yet to finish their season, aka track and golf in the spring, and softball and baseball in the summer, will still be competing under the sports sharing agreement, but it will end following the baseball and softball seasons this summer in all sports except for football. The board also agreed to revisit the football sharing agreement following the conclusion of the upcoming 2024 football season. One board member in Monday's meeting talked about a learning experience for the Kingsley Pearson School Board about how to implement decisions like this in the future. Again, if you missed it, the Kingsley Pearson Community School District School Board voted to end their sports sharing agreement with River Valley immediately following the end of the softball and baseball season. Let's get us to some more sports news and notes. We'll go to some rankings that came out earlier this week. The Iowa High School tennis coaches rankings that come out every week. Let's take a look at how things look ranking-wise. First in boys tennis, where in Class 1A, Dubuque-Wallert Catholic is the top team in the state. Cedar Rapids Xavier comes in at number 2. Pella's ranked 3rd. Decorah 4th. And North Pole comes in at number 5. Sergeant Bluff Luton is in the top 10 as an MRAC school. They are ranked number 9. Lamar's Community is receiving votes in this latest rankings in Class 1A boys tennis. If the poll were to continue past the top 10 teams, the Bulldogs would be ranked number 15. Other teams receiving votes around the area. Spencer is receiving votes, as is Spirit Lake Okoboji. In Class 2A, Waukee Northwest is the top team in the state. Iowa City West comes in at number 2. Pleasant Valley 3rd. Linmar 4. West Des Moines Valley is ranked number 5. No other area programs of note in the 2A boys rankings. Over to the girls coaches rankings that came out earlier this week. In Class 1A, Pella's the top team in the state. Cedar Rapids Xavier 2. Columbus Catholic of Waterloo's number 3. Davenport Assumption 4. Central DeWitt comes in at number 5. No other area programs of note. 2A, it's Dowling Catholic, the number 1 team in the state. Ankeny Centennial 2, Pleasant Valley 3, Iowa City Liberty 4, and West Des Moines Valley rounds out the top 5. Again, those rankings coming from Iowa High School Tennis, providing a coach's poll for the tennis season to this point. Let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. It's another busy day around Plymouth County in spring sports. We'll start in track and field today, where the Sioux Center relays are taking place. The Akron Westfield girls and boys track teams will be in attendance. The Lamar's Community girls teams will be in attendance there at the Sioux Center relays. MMCRU heads north for a meet with South O'Brien in Paulina, and the Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central River Valley track teams, they are competing across state lines at a meet hosted by Homer. In golf today in the Warrego Conference, Harris Lake Park is at Akron Westfield, Remsen St. Mary's is at Hinton, Galen Catholics at South O'Brien, Hartley Melvin Sanborn is at MMCRU, and Trinity Christian is at West Sioux for a boys only matchup. Western Valley Conference golf, the Kingsley Pearson River Valley girls are competing in Mobile against Woodbury Central, Westwood, MVAOCOU, and Lawton Bronson. The Kingsley Pearson River Valley boys are competing in Ottawa today against Lawton Bronson, MVAOCOU, Woodbury Central, and West Monona. To the tennis schedule today in girls action, Lamar's Community is at Esterville Lincoln Central for a non-conference matchup. Sergeant Bluff Luton's at Bishop Heelan, and Sioux City East is at Sioux City West. Boys tennis in the MRAC, it's a reversal there. Esterville Lincoln Central comes to Lamar's to compete with the Bulldogs in boys tennis. Bishop Heelan's at Denison Schleswig, and Sioux City North is at Sioux City East. Soccer schedule today does not involve Lamar's, but in MRAC girls soccer, Sioux City East is at Sergeant Bluff Luton. Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson's at Missouri Valley. Boys soccer in the MRAC, Storm Lake is at Sioux City East. North is at Lewis Central. Western Christian is at Bishop Heelan. And Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson is at Missouri Valley. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website. You can find that at KLEM1410.com or follow us on Twitter as well for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.